Can we just lay here? I just want to fall asleep in your lap.
Nah. Let's go get into bed. I'm pretty damn tired myself.
Okay.
Hey, I'm gonna step outside and hit this joint real quick. I'll only be a few minutes.
Okay.
Hey. Hey. Don't put no panties on. I want you to sleep just like that.
Okay.
As perfect as the night was, I kind of miss Zeta. She randomly crossed my mind all night. It's part of the reason why I handled Tracy the way that I did, by only giving her head. My body just wasn't responding. What the hell, man? I should have known better than to smoke weed before going to bed. I always have the weirdest wet dreams when I do. I woke up in a small little oasis. There were vines all over the wall. A tree that was about twice my height, and a pond of water with an octopus swimming around in it that reflected the bright moon that was shining from above. Both the tree and the vines were super fucking green. I was too distracted by the beauty of it all to notice I was being attacked by the vines. I tried to walk forward, but my legs were caught. I looked down to see two vines slowly twisting around my ankles and slowly growing up my leg.
What the? What?
I went to reach down to try to break myself free, but
what the fuck?
The vine shot up from my right and grabbed my arm.
Hey, yo. Ah. Yo,
part of it grew down to my wrist and squeezed my hand, while another part of it grew upwards and wrapped around my elbow. Another vine shot out from my left and grabbed my other arm, while the vines on my legs grew up to my knees. The vines then lifted me off the ground so that I was strung out like an X.
Yo, what the fuck?
I was at a loss for words at what I saw next. A beautiful black woman appeared. She was a little shorter than me, brown skin, green eyes, with leaves tangled in her thick curly hair.
That's not fair. He was headed towards me.
Hi there.
Oh, fuck. Wow. What are you?
Well, the question is, who are you? And how did you get down here?
Oh, I want to meet him too.
All of a sudden, another woman emerged, but this time from the water. Her brown skin had a bluish purplish tint to it. Her body was naked and perfect. Her hair was slicked back in a long ponytail.
Oh, wow.
There's two of you. Who are y'all?
I'm Ninya, nymph of the water.
And I'm Briar, nymph of the vine. And what's your name, handsome?
Briar got closer and started rubbing on my arm while looking deep into my eyes. The shit made me forget my name for a second.
What's my name?
Did you forget your name?
I know it started with a T.
Look at him.
Fuck.
He's blushing. Are you nervous, baby? Are we making you nervous?
I guess so. I can't think of my own damn name. This is crazy.
What's wrong? Have you never saw two beautiful black women before?
Tevin. That's my name. Wow, that's never happened before. And yes, I've seen beautiful black women before, but y'all are different.
Tevin. That's an interesting name. Well, Tevin, what are you doing down here?
I don't know. I believe I'm dreaming, but I don't know.
Well, dreaming or not, we haven't had any company in over 300 years.
Tevin, you can only imagine how lonely it gets down here.
Wait. I'm the only person you two have seen in over 300 years?
Yes. And I hate it.
But how did y'all come to be like this? What are y'all?
We told you. I am of the vine, and she is of the water.
No, I know that. I'm asking, how did y'all get like this?
Oh, we all know. We were just here one day. We sometimes have visions of the past, but we can never see them clearly.
You know, I see fields of cotton at times and bodies hanging in trees, but I can never decipher it.
Wait. Hanging from trees, being in fields. Like slaves? They both just looked at me and shrugged. Hey, forget I asked. Can y'all please set me free?
Set you free? But why? Are you trying to leave us?
No, I'm not trying to leave.
Please don't leave us.
Look, I'm not trying to leave y'all. I just want to be free from these vines.
But we prefer to have you like this. We haven't seen a man in such a long time. We don't want you to run away before we have a chance to have fun with you.
The more they talked, the more handsy they got. Briar moved her hand to my neck and brought herself forward and kissed me. She stood back, looked me in my eyes, and kissed me again, but this time I added tongue. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Was that too much?
What happened?
Oh, you just kiss funny. I mean, whatever you just did made my pussy tingle.
It did what? Move out of the way. Let me see. Do me.
Ninya came forward and I did the same. Her lips were more on the cool side compared to Briar's. I guess because she's been in the water. She must have really enjoyed the kissing because she stayed right there in front of me while Briar stood behind me rubbing on my abs.
You were right. Never felt this before.
See? What did I tell you?
I need more of that.
And look, he's built like a man. Body all nice, solid.
I wonder if his dick is as solid as his body.
That's funny. I was wondering the same thing.
Yo, wait a minute.
Maybe we should pull it out and see.
Ooh.
What do you think?
Yes. That's a great idea.
Wait up, God. Oh, consent does not exist down. You are strong. Wait a second.
Oh, stop it. You know you like it.
Briar unbuttoned my pants and started caressing my dick while Ninya's hands went up my shirt. They both started kissing and touching on my body.
I'm so sorry. I know we're aggressive, Tevin.
Whatever. You ain't no damn sorry.
No, really. We don't want to make you feel uncomfortable. But we just can't let you leave just yet.
I'd be more comfortable if my arms and legs weren't tied. Can y'all let me free?
No. Now will you please stop asking?
Fuck, I'm sorry.
We will let you go when we are ready to let you go.
They weren't feeling my plan at all. Briar started waving her hands to make the vines move.
Oh, wow.
She made another vine rise from the ground to support my lower back, as the vines made me lay back. Once I was laid all the way back, she pulled my pants and boxers all the way down and lifted my shirt.
You're in for it now, Tevin.
What? Wait. What did I do? Y'all the ones that got me tied up like a slave or something.
Like a what? You should stop talking before she gets angry. Tevin, look. If we wanted to kill you, you would have been dead already. We've done nothing but kiss you, touch you, and praise you. Relax.
You know what? You're right. And I'm sorry. I'm just used to being in control. This feels a little weird. Briar swung her arms and made a bed under me out of the vines. Ninya climbed onto the bed and, with puddles of water in her hand, she began giving me head. Hard as hell. So hard that it woke me up out of my sleep.